Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, Delaney, happy to be here as always at the helm. Be careful out there in the Northeast from sticky, nasty weather, some snow, and of course, rain pouring down in parts of the Southwest, particularly in Texas, where they're worried about floods in some areas because they're calling for maybe 2 or 3 days of rain. Doesn't it figure? No rain, no rain, no rain. It's a drought, it's a drought. Oh, no. And then all of a sudden pours in buckets. If only there were a way, huh? Speaking of pouring in buckets, the president warned Congress, if you remember, during the State of the Union address, that he would veto any new sanctions against legislation on Iran, saying it would derail the negotiations in the Middle East. John Boehner says he's not going to sit it out. So check this out. John Boehner said, hell no. During his weekly press briefing on Wednesday, this was shocking. He said, we're going to do no such thing. I'm going to tell you why it's shocking. Instead, Boehner invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress next month. He didn't consult with the White House before throwing out that invitation. And usually the head of state would do it. Their office would do it. So Press Secretary Josh Earnest, who does the daily briefing, was asked about it after Boehner's press conference. And he said that it was interesting. And when he was asked if the White House was annoyed because Boehner didn't reach out first, he said no. But I don't believe that. This is way against protocol. So I think Boehner is sick of being called the tan man, the liver man, the lily-livered man. And he decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it. Because it's way against any protocol normally that would ever happen. It's unprecedented, in fact, that I can think of. And remember, there's an icy relationship between Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama. But what's done is done, right? What's done is done. As I said, I tried and dug and tried to get in touch with people in Washington. No one that I talked to could think of this ever happening before. I mean, veteran people on the Hill. Nobody, somebody I knew at the White House, nobody could come up with this. I mean, I guess the only similar thing that happened was in 2007 when Nancy Pelosi, who was the speaker, went to Syria to meet with President Assad, despite how the Bush administration felt and their objections, because she wanted to start a dialogue with Syria, and diplomatic relations had broken down in the 90s. And Bush said, no way. Sending delegations doesn't work. So that's the only thing. And as far as inviting someone, though, no. And because remember, this has been a year with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, trying to cut a deal with Iran to dismantle parts of the nuclear program. And, of course, the talks fell apart in November. And why? Because we had Iran on the hook. We had them on the hook. The sanctions were starting to hurt them. And when Rouhani took over for Ahmadinejad, he tried to play a little nice with the United States. Give us time. And we backed off of those sanctions, and it gave them the money back on the table that they needed, essentially, the shortcut way of telling you that. So that's the problem. So, of course, then as John Kerry surprised, oops, no deal, fails in November. Oh, well. Now, Kerry said that Netanyahu is welcome to speak in the U.S. anytime. Welcome to do that. Because he knows him well. I don't think he's going to try to get in the middle of that. It makes sense. But it is interesting because it definitely sets up a showdown between Congress and the White House really over Iran. We know how Netanyahu feels about Iran, of course. And it's one that could maybe end up in becoming the first successful veto override of the president's entire time as president. 12 Democrats in the Senate have said co-sponsored legislation to impose sanctions on Iran. They're with it. If they continue to call for sanctions alongside the Republicans, the Senate might have that two-thirds majority they need to override an Obama veto. And here's what I think. I think that Boehner is banking on that. I mean, he's in the House, right? But I think certainly in the crossover and in the conversations, they're counting up, okay, who can we count on with this conflict? And I think they have them, or they think they have them anyway, and this is why this happened. So this is a letter. The speaker requested in a letter that Netanyahu speak before members of Congress in February. That is huge. And then what happens? Does the White House say, oh, hey, great, you know, you're going to come over and address Congress? Come over, you know, we'll have dinner the day before. We'll have a meeting the day before. I mean, really, what do you do? I mean, that's a complete undercut to the prez. I think that's one of the biggest things that happened on the day that probably a lot of people missed. It kind of went under the radar. And for all the pounding Boehner has taken, he can't take any pounding over the people who think that he's been too soft with what he's done many times in negotiating with the White House, because there was no negotiating here. How much are you paying for gas? I'm wondering. Today I filled up. You're going to be blown away by this. I got to brag. I don't know why. I just feel good about it. I filled up for 99 cents a gallon of regular. 99 cents. Now, let me tell you the backstory on this. So gas is already cheap, 170s, one whatever. And the reason it was so cheap there is because, of course, the grocery store, they give you gas points, whatever, how many times, how much you're getting and going in. It's just a routine deal. And they don't tick up the gasoline because everybody else is lower. Of course, they can't do that. So 99 cents. That is crazy. But most people are seeing that the average price of gasoline is at least below $2 a gallon. And then if you do premium, you're still getting a huge, huge cut in what you're paying. People in Michigan, they're paying $1.36 less today than they paid a year ago. $1.36. So here's the question, what are you doing with the extra money? Are you saving the extra money? Are you spending on something you need to? Are you paying a bill? What are you doing with that extra do-re-mi? It just feels good to have cheap gas. It does. And Americans are getting used to this. It's interesting, the whole oil debate and fracking and energy and everything mixed in between couldn't come at a more interesting time, to say the least. Crazy. Coming up on our next show, don't forget we have our cheap movie review. There's some pretty good movies actually coming out, or at least ones that you can wait for when they come out on DVD or really stream. Most people stream, get yourself Netflix, however many dollars it costs now, whatever it is. Sit back, relax. We've got a whole lot more coming your way, rolling down the highway next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
crisis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Former Congressman Bob Ney with us. A lot of people still want him to run. He represented Ohio forever and a day and went to many State of the Union addresses. Before we dive into some of these other things, you know, when you saw the State of the Union last night, there was one big jab that Obama gave the Republicans saying that, you know, hey, I won twice. And I thought that was actually kind of funny. And there were a few bipartisan moments like cybersecurity. There was a lot of clapping for that and Republicans got up for that. But overall, what did you think of the State of the Union?
Well, you know, he made it clear, the president did, it wasn't my way or the highway. It really wasn't. But what he made it clear is, look, you know, he has some control in this whole ball of wax, and he does. He has the veto power. They may be one government, but he's got the veto power. Now, I sat through Bill Clinton's State of the Union when we took control under Gingrich, and Clinton threw out maybe three or four things. We went, oh, yeah, wow. And then he had his different agenda. President last night, they threw a few things out, but basically just really kind of made it clear that he's going to carry out his agenda. I thought it was a decent State of the Union, and I think he's hitting a couple of nerves, but the Republicans didn't even give any of the talking heads a chance. I mean, Boehner did the whole Netanyahu thing and just, you know, really took the rest of the issues off the table.
Yeah, when you say, talk about that, talk about what happened with John Boehner. That was a stunner.
Well, I'm going to just speak from my gut here. This is going to cause him heartburn before this is done. First of all, there's protocol. And in the protocol, it's very clear. What you do is you inform the State Department and the White House that you're going to have a foreign person, you know, a leader, come to speak. He didn't do that. Now, the White House couldn't veto it. It's just, it's always done. Number two, Boehner specifically said he's going to have Netanyahu come here to speak on Iran, and, you know, Boehner's going to use that to try to get votes. So he's basically having a foreign leader, even though we like Netanyahu, he's a leader of our ally, but he's going to have a foreign leader come here and try to secure votes for him by a speech on the floor of the House. It's pretty unprecedented, really, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to come off.
Yeah, as you said, I think your gut's probably right, because there's got to be a lot of conversation about this in D.C.
And some people are nervous. Also, you know, a lot of people feel that John Boehner's doing this not because of principle, but because of fundraising tactics. You know, if there's a letter that all of a sudden goes out and says, hey, we're friends of Israel, we're Republicans, the Democrats aren't, then, you know, this is really going to, frankly, smell a bit.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, it was so odd. I saw that breaking news thing, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, I wonder what's
very
happening.
Very odd.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't have to happen this way, Kate. It simply didn't have to happen this way. And it's not just a hardball move. There's something behind it. I mean, is Boehner so weak he has to have a foreign leader come lobby for him on the floor of the House?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I agree. You know, while all that's happening, there's a lot of conversation about Cuba, and you might not have seen this, but because the delegation is down there, and one of the things the president said in his address is working on the embargo and lifting the embargo. He actually mentioned that and got some applause and also got some stare downs because this is going to be tough, I think, to go through Congress. But what's really strange is today, while that's starting to happen, not the congressional part of it, but just the delegation that's down there, a Russian spy ship all of a sudden was docked not too far away from where that former embassy used to be. Is that just a bunch of sailors who want to get drunk, or do you think Putin's trying to say something?
Oh, I think Putin's always trying to be a world player wherever it's at. And probably they said intentionally just to rattle a saber, but nobody will pay attention to it, or they shouldn't. I mean, we've had a delegation in Havana. We're down to, you know, how do we do the visas now? This is done. Now, the Congress can sit on the embargo all they want. A lot of give and take is going to happen, and pretty soon you're going to have a lot of Americans who are visiting grandma and grandpap and brothers and sisters beating their fists down because, you know, they're not going to, this is not going to go backwards. This thing's done. I love the president's statement. If something doesn't work for 50 years, let's try something else.
What did you think was the best thing about the State of the Union address? What do you think was the strongest thing?
I think the strongest thing was the fact that the president brought out some issues without hesitation. Frankly, just speaking candidly, he probably should have done this a few years back, but he laid it out. But I thought the strongest appeal he had maybe is not how he wants to reach out for the middle class, because people would debate that, but the fact of mentioning the middle class and women's wages. How can you not support women having an equal wage? I mean, I don't know how you can't. So I thought the economic side of it was really his strongest point.
And, you know, Republicans, and I talked to many today, talked about the numbers and said the numbers are ridiculous and where are they going to come up with that money? And especially on, I mean, you're talking about the wages with women, but on the taxation side, some of what the president talked about in having to equalize the middle class, I guess for lack of a better way of me to say it, kind of, you know, throwing it out there. But most of that was shot down by the Republicans as, my God, our debt will soar.
Well, if the Republicans were smart, they would take the idea of the middle class and structure their own program and go with it. I still think that the Democrats have to latch on to this. They really do. Now, maybe they can tone down a bit the class, quote, warfare. Yeah, I mean, they can include some of that because, after all, you know, if we give money to banks, why should the head banker, after getting taxpayer money, you know, get a $25 million parachute? I mean, those things are ridiculous, but I think both sides are going to miss the boat if they don't latch onto some kind of program, you know, that really helps the people out there struggling. I really think they are. And today, Kate, there was a Southern education study that shows that it's the highest amount of school lunches in American history that are being subsidized because of the amount of poor kids. So there's a whole issue about the haves and the have-nots out there. That's how you get there.
Yeah, you're right. In 40 of the 50 states, low-income students comprise no less than 40% of all the public school kids. Wow. And we see where food stamps are, too. Food stamps at an all-time high as well. So there's definitely a need there. There's no question. How about this with Iraq's prime minister pushing for the coalition and the community, the international community that's behind that too as well, to do more to help the country to win the war against ISIS. So we've already know that there's no boots on the ground, right? No way, no how?
Right, but I thought it was a cry of desperation. We disbanded 400,000 under Rumsfeld, and Bush disbanded 400,000 Iraqi police and military. And we've never been able to recover. And I thought this was a desperate cry, basically saying they can't do it on their own.
Wow.
To the world community. So somebody's going to take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with it. I agree with you. You sent me something that I hadn't seen that I thought was really interesting. When you do these radio interviews, do you stand up and jog in place, or do you sit down all day long?
I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive. I actually sometimes talk to you walking in a circle. So it has nothing to do with you. I just tend to do that. So.
Did you send me that thing that the study says that they found that sedentary behavior increases our chances of getting a disease or a condition that will kill us prematurely. I mean, I would think we would assume that, but the problem is what happens is that most of our jobs, everything's computer, and you're running around and you're tethered to that, although I guess we don't have as many excuses because now what, we have the iPads and there's other ways to get around that, I think.
Well, I was freaking out because, I run 5 miles a day. But it still says even if you exercise, if you sit too long, it's still going to affect you. So even if you exercise, you got to get up maybe every 20 minutes and at least walk around the room or something.
Yeah. Do they do that at Congress? When you were in Congress, did they have like jumping jacks somewhere on the congressional
Congress
gym?
Congress always walks in circles. Yeah.
They always walk
in Congress, Kate, they get exercise because they're shoveling manure all day long.
I have to say that people listen to you when you come on the show with me, thank goodness, right? And I got this one from Joe in Ohio, who says, tell Bob Ney I said hello, Kate. I voted for him many times, but I think he's become a Democrat, so if he runs again in Ohio, he's going to have to run on the Dem side.
Well, I could always run independent and have the best of both worlds. But thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of like Joe Lieber.
Yeah, I'll be a little bit more consistent, I think.
There you go. Why don't we have more independents? Why aren't there more independents in Congress?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a registered Republican and things, but I think independents kind of neat. You know, you can kind of grab the best of both worlds. It doesn't mean you're in the middle of the road not making a decision, but I don't know. Bernie Sanders is the most well-known independent.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Bob Ney, TRN. Always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
In the car, on the phone, it's the landline. On the job, I am looking in the street of mine. By the time of the day, I'll love my life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Oh, we got some good things coming your way. Oh, I am so excited. I'm not even allowed to announce all of them. In our second hour, last segment, nail the score. I know. We only have two left. This is easy, too. It's AFC and NFC, so it's the Pro Bowl. I know you're awake out there, right? I can hear you. So AFC and NFC Pro Bowl, easy. So who wins? AFC, NFC, what do you think the score is? That's as easy as it gets. It don't get any easier than that. And then the following week, we'll do one segment on the Super Bowl, and then that's it. And I would love to see somebody clear the America Tonight prize closet. But right now, we have Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins me for this segment. How are you doing, Nathan Reeder?
I am excellent, Kate Delaney. How about yourself?
I'm doing better, as I have probably had 25 gallons of water in the last 2 days.
Good, good.
I've told the listeners I went through a terrible thing with strep and flu. How does that happen? I never get sick like that, all wrapped into one sweet package. And the interesting thing was it actually turned into a little piece of information, because when I went to the care center, I didn't want to bug my doctor, even though he said he would wait for me and everything. When I went in, I told the listeners that I was shocked because they asked me about my insurance, and then they went through this a la carte menu of what everything cost and what kind of insurance was it. Then they asked me if I had been to West Africa, because remember, I'm in Dallas, which was ground zero for Ebola. So now they're being overprotective on Ebola. And they told me that what happens is people come in and they don't understand and they get upset because they have a high deductible and they think it's like their old insurance that they used to have with their employer and all that kind of stuff. And so I don't have to tell you, you know, the woes of the of healthcare and, you know, trying to pay for whatever it is. But it really opened my eyes. Yeah, whoa. Whoa. All right, here's a whoa. A Florida sheriff's office has turned a $500 mistake, check it out, into a $9,650 windfall for charity.
I'm so surprised.
This is Pinellas County, but you're going to love this. Here's what happened. They ordered a new rug, and the rug came in, just a simple rug for the sheriff's office. But the rug, instead of saying in God we trust, because it would have an emblem on the crest, just the normal thing that they always have, it said in dog we trust.
Oh.
Somebody screwed up. American Floor Mats said they would replace it, but the sheriff said, you know what? It's a doggone rug. And he decided he was going to have this auction. And the auction took off, and people started having, you know, bidding on it. And the next thing you know, they made that much money for charity. And they're giving the money to, I think, one of the kennels, a shelter, where they adopted out, like, 200 dogs last year. You know, to pay the vet bills and all the stuff that you have to go through when you run a shelter.
This story turned out a lot opposite than I thought it was.
I know. You were good. You thought it was something else. See, you can never assume. I thought it was very endearing, too. What a smart sheriff. I mean, I heard the sheriff came up with it himself. I was trying to get him on the show, and we're going to eventually get him on because I think that's a wild story, even for just a few minutes. It's simple. It's just an easy little nothing in your day. In God we trust, it comes back in dog we trust, which is actually, I would burst out laughing if I saw that, I have to say, myself, because it's just so crazy. So, is it bingo, shred it, fruits and nuts?
Oh, bingo. No questions.
All right, bingo. I second that emotion. I say bingo as well. Folks, play along with us. How about this? I lived in California once, and I'm going to tell you the end of this story in a minute, but the birds were splayed across a California shoreline. They're covered in substance. 300 have been rescued, but 200 are dead. What happened? The answer is they have no idea. This is in San Leandro Marina where it happened. They tested the water. They examined the birds, tried for hypothermia. Were they poisoned? Didn't find that. Oil totally ruled out in this case. They say some of the people that handled this said they've been working for 10 years in this area and they've never seen anything like it. That birds tend to come into care needing hydration and all that kind of stuff, but they've never seen them smash into the wharf like that, just cover that whole area, and they don't know what it is. What is it?
Fukushima.
You know what? And this is in California, Northern California.
Yep.
No less. You know, other people have said that to me. At first when I said, oh, but Fukushima, yeah, I know some things are starting to come over. More people are saying, pay attention to that.
Well, so how many years is it going to take us to actually gather the research to see the effects? I mean,
it's so frightening.
Yep.
Actually, isn't it? So what do you say to that? Do you say fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it?
It's a bingo-y kind of fruits and nuts.
It is. It's sad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like walking on a beach and seeing a bunch of dead animals. When I lived in California, I lived in Morro. I'm an animal person and a kid person and a person person. So when I lived in California, I lived in a cool place that you would love called Pismo Beach. A lot of live music. It was in the Central Coast. I lived in Santa Barbara. And there were a couple of times where we had otters and different things that came ashore. We had a thing with the dolphins, and people would call me up. Hey, there's, you know, 10 dead dolphins on the beach. You want to go see them? I'm like, are you kidding? Do I want to go see them? No. No, I don't want to see that. Tell me about it, you know, later, but I'm sad about that. That's awful. Okay.
Yep.
So we agree on that. Madonna, you know who she is, right? Do you still remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Like a virgin. Living in a material world, because I am a material girl. Woohoo!
Nice.
Okay.
We should take this on the road, Kate.
Oh, yeah. We'd make a ton of money. You and I'd be out of debt tomorrow.
Woo!
Okay. So Madonna says that Israeli police have arrested a hacker who stole unfinished versions of her latest songs and leaked them online, because that's what happened. So she, you know, tweeted out this whole thing. Oh, I'm so grateful to the FBI and the Israeli police for doing that. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciate my fans who have provided us with pertinent information regarding the leak of my music and all that kind of stuff. So now this guy somehow, you know, he's stolen work from a number of musicians and sold it online. They got his computer stuff and they found that, and they're investigating more things, but he's toast now because they have him. They've got the personal things of Madonna's, all kinds of material, all kinds of stuff. So this guy is the queen of pop is not going to just let him slide away, and neither is the FBI. He's being held on charges of intellectual property theft and aggravated fraud.
Yep. I'm kind of a bingo on this, kind of.
Okay, why kind of a bingo?
Because as a creator, you know, your material is yours to control. That's your own personal currency, and that's definitely theft if you're going in there and taking it. The kind of part is about, well, Madonna, how much cake can you double eat here, you know?
I mean, right.
It very well might be a boon to have free releases or even get someone you don't know to leak your album for you and then congratulate everyone who helped find him.
See, I think in the case of some artists, that would be good. In her case, she does copy and trademark everything, and so I think it has signs of creepiness. Like, there might be some stalker, how they get in. You're right about protecting your material. So that's the only thing I would say there. It'd be very clever ploy by somebody who wasn't as well known, I would say.
Yeah.
I think I believe her because this guy has stolen other things. And intellectual property is a big deal now because we live in the entrepreneurial age. And you see, you're a musician. You see where music is going. You have to be very careful about that.
Well, it's essentially everything is going to it's going to the CIA, and then it's going to the cloud. If it's digital, which almost all of our media is nowadays, it lives floating all around us. So the physical ownership is kind of going away.
Ugh, the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I fight with that. Sometimes I like the cloud. Sometimes I'm like, eh, it's a good thing. You got to have technology eventually. Right? It moves us forward. It creates space, all that kind of stuff. All right, our last... So we definitely... You say kind of bingo-ish.
Yes, bingo-ish. Yep.
Bingo-ish. Okay, here's our last one. NASA is actually sending astronaut Scott Kelly to live on the International Space Station for a year. That's the longest any astronaut has been in space. Longest. And twice as long as any crew members usually stay on the space station. I mean, a year is a long time. What do you pack when you go away for a year? And just so you know, Scott Kelly is Mark Kelly's brother and, of course, brother-in-law to former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot and almost killed, as you remember. And so he was, regardless of that situation, he was at the State of the Union because that's pretty significant. We've never had that happen. Would you be afraid to go in space for a year? Would you be lonely?
I would definitely.
Claustrophobic?
Lonely. I don't know about claustrophobic, but definitely start with the loneliness. You know?
So, bingo, fruits and nuts, shred it.
That's a little bit fruits and nutsy, but kind of bingo. We're about at that time, aren't we? Where a year should be okay.
For him, it's bingo. For me, it would be fruits and nuts. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'd end up like George Clooney. I'd be cut loose, and who knows if they'd ever find me again. All right, thanks. Awesome job. Coming up next, Congressman Pettinger.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Very pleased to welcome to America Tonight, North Carolina Congressman Robert Pettinger. Congressman, last night, of course, the State of the Union address, and President Obama, one of the main things he talked about was raising new taxes. In fact, by my math, which is pretty good, $320 billion in new taxes. Does that really have a chance of getting through, and what did you make of that?
So our fine president is all about wealth redistribution. That is his concept of an economy. He really never understood the fact, I guess they didn't teach it at Harvard, about growing an economy, creating a bigger pie for the American people. What America needs is a lower tax burden, a lower regulatory environment that'll enhance our economy and create opportunities for businesses to grow and create more jobs. We've seen that in the past. We saw it in the 80s, and we saw it in the 2000s. When we lowered the tax threshold, we lowered the regulatory environment, the economy zoomed off. We are in the slowest recovery from a recession in the history of this country. And the American people deserve much better.
And don't you think there's a kind of a misnomer about some of the economic factors that are being put out, especially with unemployment numbers? Because there are so many people, as I'm sure you know, in North Carolina and other states that are underemployed, that are working three and four jobs, that are getting crucified by this health care, by Obamacare, and they're not being able to meet all of the demands. And it's not that they're ridiculous with credit cards. They're just living check to check.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And frankly, we have 47 million people on food stamps today. People have given up on trying to find a job, and so we've made access to our welfare system there for them. That's why we need a work welfare component. But nonetheless, you have approximately 20 million people who are underemployed or unemployed, and that apparently does not count into Mr. Obama's figures and how he assesses the economic environment. The people in my district and, frankly, throughout the country are really very concerned about the future of our country and where we're headed. We have ongoing deficit spending. We have an $18 trillion debt. The trajectory of spending in our country, according to any economist, Democrat or Republican, will tell you that we're headed toward a financial collapse, no different than Greece or Detroit. So we need a clear vision. We need to understand the implications of these enormous deficit spending. We need to balance our budgets. We need to do what every hardworking taxpaying American does and live by their own means. The president last night advanced a whole plethora of new government programs. You know, it's centered from the top-down management, a focus centered from a national perspective of our economy. And they really don't understand free markets. They don't understand that America grew and has grown and will continue to grow, not because of a great government, but because of opportunity, because of freedom, when people have the ability to build and take their ideas and expand and build their businesses and create jobs. The entrepreneurship of this country is what has made us great. And that is lacking in the president's whole approach.
Yeah, you mentioned all the free stuff that the president talked about. And if you looked at that, how is it going to be paid for? I mean, there's absolutely no way that would, there's no reducing the deficit. That would make the deficit soar even more. I don't understand it. As you say,
it's $60 billion just in the community college program alone. You know, I'd have a lot more confidence in the president if he said, you know, we have 90 separate welfare programs in this country that cost us over $800 billion annually. We need to consolidate and reform those programs, the duplication, the waste, the fraud inside of them. We need to go after Medicaid fraud where it's 20 to 25% pervasive throughout our entire system. If he came with real accountability of our government and said, we're going to address this, we're going to make it right, so then we can do something to help people get through college, you know, he'd build a lot more confidence in the Congress and, frankly, with the American people. But there's no accountability inside this government. We have a burgeoning bureaucracy that costs more and more every day, and departments and agencies and programs that are totally unaccountable to the American people.
Yeah, another big thing that's coming up, of course, you know this, Congressman, the clock is ticking on the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, and part of that is because of the immigration action by the president, the executive action, which, as you know, happened back in November. What do you think this showdown is going to be like?
It's about the Constitution. It's about the division of powers as outlaid by our founding fathers. And we're not a nation of executive orders. We're not a nation of a monarch. We are committed as Republicans to uphold the division of powers that our founding fathers advocated and that they gave their blood for. You know, this is a unique concept in government, and the American people, we have an obligation to the American people to preserve it. So I think that's what this showdown is all about. It is important in terms of immigration. We have to secure our border. This is a security issue. I chair the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism and Unconventional Warfare, and I can tell you that one of the gravest concerns we have are individuals who are coming in through our porous borders, and not just immigrants looking for a low-skill work, but for those who seek to advance their jihad in our country, and we've made it easy access for them to get here. So our bill will address securing the border and defunding those portion of the president's plans to not enable him to go forth with the policies he's advocated.
Also coming up in March, the Supreme Court is going to listen to oral arguments over the subsidies, a challenge to Obamacare. How do your constituents feel about what's happening with their health care?
Well, look at what's happening. Mm-hmm. You have an enormous increase in premiums. Deductibles are higher. Health care access is not as accessible. Some people have to drive 100, 200 miles to get to see the individual that's necessary for them. So, you know, we don't have a health care system that's working right for the American people. Why? Because it's a government top-down driven. And what we need is a market-driven health care plan. I do hope that the Supreme Court strikes down these subsidies. I think it's the right thing to do. And we need to make sure that we can't get it through this president because his name is on the bill. But we're going to advance some reforms in the health care plan, along with what we hope will happen with this court ruling.
You talk about, you know, terrorism and your role, of course, at the committee. What about cyber terrorism? That seemed to be the one bipartisan thing last night.
Yes, I'm. You know, he stood strong with that. That's the one time I stood and clapped. cyber is a having an enormous impact on economically. Major businesses are impacted by it, but it also as well as a security factor. And we are vulnerable. What they did this last time did not penetrate our defense systems, but they did penetrate other ancillary social networks. So the cyber is clearly an important role for us, and we have to utilize every technological advance to make sure that we can defend ourselves. The war on terror maintains jihad is not dead. The increase of this jihad movement is even worse since 2011, just 4 years ago. The extremists have now taken over Yemen. They control all of Syria. The battleground in Syria, frankly, is a staging point. There's 90 separate countries represented in that war in Syria today. We have 3,000-plus Western passports that have come out of that country that are now able to you know, travel back and forth between Europe and the United States. These are grave concerns, and we must be very much aware of that.
Yeah, I hear you, Congressman, and certainly my listeners do, too, as well, many of them in North Carolina. Most important question, where do you get the best barbecue in North Carolina?
Well, we've got a lot of good ones. Max is a good one. Max Beef Shop on South Boulevard. But there, I mean, we've got them all over the place. Sonny's Barbecue does a great job. We just got great barbecue, whichever kind you like.
Yes, yeah, Sonny's. I've been to Sonny's. I like it a lot. Congressman Robert Kittinger, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, great talk to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.